Call me old man Waves.
Damn you, old man!
Wait.
Old ass man.
Shut up, old man. You smell like fart.
No. Man.
Old man. Wait.
He's so old, he got a podcast on cassette.
Fuck, you're old.
Damn it, Wade.
Old Man Wade Show. I am your host, the God of Stub and the Lord of Laughter, Old Man Wade. I'm sitting here with my lovely life.
Hey.
With her normal. Oh, wow. More enthusiasm than normal.
Was it really, though?
It really was. Mm-hmm. It actually was. I kind of rocks with it.
Okay. Maybe my Adderall gave me a little kick. I'm just kidding.
Okay. So, where do you want to start? Do you want to start with some fun stuff, or do you want to start with some stories?
Did you say fart? I said fun stuff, I guess.
Fun stuff? All right. So, we have some stories from a couple of listeners, and we'll start with the happy one of the two. So, my homegirl, and I'll show you who it is.
Okay.
She had, she was talking about a date she had, and I'll leave her name out of this, obviously. So, believe it or not, I have had no bad dating stories, which I think is amazing considering if you're in your 20s and you haven't had a bad dating story, that seems weird.
I mean, what do people put as bad? I guess I should say, like,
I think it's different now because we have a lot of bitch ass motherfuckers now.
Well, yeah. I mean, because I keep on trying to think of it. So I've never had gone on like a date with Tinder or anything like that, mm-hmm. where you just meet the person for the first time. I've never been on a date like that. I've usually dated someone that I've met before, kind of, or something. Like, how I met you. I met you out at a nightclub one night with your friend. It was a friend of a friend type situation, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I already knew you weren't, like, super creepy or anything because, like,
I'm medium creepy.
I mean, whatever. You know, we all have our vices. I guess I don't think I've ever just met someone for a date and had it go horribly wrong. If that makes sense. I've always talked to the person for a while before I've gone on a date with them, I feel like. I don't think I've ever just gone on a date like that.
You've had some weird experiences, but I don't think you've ever had any, like, from what you've told me.
Nothing, like, super bad. I've definitely had weird I don't know.
I mean, someone shrimped your feet at a...
Okay, that's weird. That's not a bad date, though. It was just fucking awkward that someone licked my dirty toes that I walked around in flip-flops on a fucking beach-themed bar. Like, I would not personally stick somebody's dirty ass... Like, beer spilled on my feet all night. Drinks. Like, there was sand. There was, like, my feet were dirty. I was wearing fucking flip-flops. You don't lick... That's some nasty shit. And then you're gonna try to kiss me on the mouth? No. I'm good. I literally said that to you. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm all set. You just licked my dirty ass toes. I'm not. I didn't even ask for that. I didn't want that. It was awkward. I was like, I don't get anything out of that. I don't want people licking my toes. I do not find it sexual. I do not find it to be erotic. I don't. Feet are gross. Like, who the fuck wants to lick somebody's feet? I don't know.
Can I just say that I hate when I go on, like, porn websites and they, like, suggest feet stuff? I'm like, nothing in
Wait,
my...
Wait, there's, like, whole genres of feet stuff?
Are you kidding me?
Nasty.
Are you serious right now?
Nasty.
You're joking, right?
No, I know. I forget. There's all kinds of genres for everything.
But... And this is, like, when they suggest stuff to me, I'm like, what part of my porn history makes you think that anything revolving feet is something I'm into?
Yeah.
Like, I'm good. Like, I can appreciate good-looking feet, but I don't want to watch somebody fuck a foot... And, like, I've had a foot job before. It was great, but it's not something that I'm like...
But, like, how is that great?
It feels fucking good.
Really? How? Like, feet are, like...
I mean...
They're not, like, soft and delicate. They're fucking feet. You walk on them all day.
Not the foot job I got. It was fucking soft.
Well, did that bitch not work? Like, she don't got a job? She don't got places to be? Like, I'm saying my feet aren't, like, rough and cracked or beat up or anything, but they're definitely not as soft as my hands.
Look. All I'm saying is the foot job I got, whatever.
Like, what is the purpose of a foot job?
I didn't ask for it. She just did it. What do you want from me?
It's just so weird, though. Like, I don't know. To each their own kink, I guess.
Yeah.
To each their own kink.
So, back to...
I'm sorry.
So, back to the story at hand. She goes, I say a good one was when I went on my second date with Name Redacted. And we spent the entire day in L.A. drinking and blasting Taylor Swift, who I love. That was me saying I love Taylor Swift. We drove around and we played pool. We also made out in an alley and got a hotel room.
Okay.
I'm not mad at that.
No, yeah, whatever.
And it's funny considering that we both know this person.
Yeah.
We're both kind of like, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, why not? Like, if you're having a really good time and you're, like, vibing and you're, like, whatever, like, who cares? Like, do you, boo? Like, if you're both, like, feeling it, like, why not?
So, the next one, we tried to record this earlier, but I apparently wasn't recording anything at all. Another friend of ours, say, and she goes, Venom's dating karma. So my whole dating career has been centered around Geminis. Literally, lost my virginity to one when I was 17. Now, I've been off and in with one for the past 10 years. My experience with them reminds me of the meme with the little dogs sitting at the table when there's fire burning around them. Just screams toxic, but there I go, jumping my ass back into the flame anyway. Now, I believe anytime God places one in my path, it's karma. What she did for that karma, I don't know. That's me. She goes on to say, it's like he's up there saying, here, little bitch, humble yourself. Weird as fuck I know, but I have yet to be proven wrong. I'll be in a whole phase, not taking niggas seriously, then here comes the fucking Gemini to reel me in and serve me a dose of act right. It honestly never fails. With this last one, I think he's more of an unofficial life partner. So she admitted, unofficial life partner. After a while, I'm able to cut ties and move on, but this one refused to loosen the hold. We've had children with other people now. We sit on the phone.
Can I just say, I thought you said loosen the hole as first, and it took me a minute, and I was like, well, shit, that sounds like a life partner to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, hold. Yeah. Hold. Okay.
Alrighty then. We got a title right there. Loosen the hole. Alright, so.
Sorry.
Whole conversation about them. Don't dare ask us why we're together. Don't dare ask us why we aren't officially together, though. Phew. A whole life has it. I'm convinced we're both crazy as fuck at this point. Well, yeah. Big eyes. Probably why I don't give people a decent chance with me. I move like a black widow. Soon as I get bored, you're dead to me. Wow, man. Maybe I need therapy. Yep. My dating life is shit. Ta-da!
Well, in situations like that, the problem is you're either going to be with that person or you're not. And you need to either say that and do that, or you're going to be stuck in a hole forever and you're never going to meet anybody else. Because if you get yourself stuck on a fucking dude, and y'all are not ever going to be together, it's just you guys playing the game with each other, you're not going to openheartedly be able to give yourself to another man, like to another relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like being even unaware of it, you know what I mean? Like, you might not even be aware that you're keeping yourself from a whole another relationship. Yeah. Because you have this other person.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That's, I feel like that's a tough situation to be in. I feel like we did that kind of, but not really, because...
Oh, we totally did.
We did it, but I didn't go... We weren't dating other people. We were playing the game. Like, we weren't going back and forth and dating other people. And when you wanted to date somebody else, you told me, and we stopped talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think that you can keep somebody while you're trying to date somebody else. Like, and even in the end... Like, before we decided this is what we're going to do, that was my thing. Like, either we're going to do this or we're not.
Yeah.
I need to know now. Because we were too old. We were in our late 20s, and we were still trying to play the game. And I was like, listen, game over.
Game over.
Completely. Game. No, we cannot be friends.
Yeah,
no, we cannot talk to each other if we're not together. Because I knew if I didn't do that, I would constantly be more worried about you than dating anybody else. Well, I knew I needed to completely sever ties.
Well, we weren't together, we didn't speak, and we're together now. So you were clearly worried about me.
But I'm saying, at the very end, when I told you it was going to be one or the other, when I decided, like, that was it. Like, we were either going to be dating each other and progressing in the right, like, in a new direction, moving forward, or we were going to be done.
It was like...
That was the last,
it was like, literally, we're moving together or moving in together or...
Or I'm not doing it anymore. Like, I'm done with it. We're not in a relationship. We're not... Because we had played the game for too long. We played the game for, like, 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, it was, like, 2 years.
It was longer than 2 years.
No, because we moved in at 27, didn't we?
No.
28? 29. We were
29,
right?
Yeah, we were. We played the game for a long time.
No, we were, like, 28, Mark.
But still longer.
We only played the game, like, we dated for a year, we broke up, and then we spent a full year, maybe a year and a half.
We can check Facebook later. But I feel like it was, like, 3 or 4 years.
Whatever. Either which way, I'm just saying, once you get to a certain age, and if you want to be in something committed long-term, you can't continue to play the games. I feel like, I mean, you can, but you will set yourself up for failure if you keep on going back to the same old piece of ass that isn't committing or you're not committing to.
Yeah. All right, so that was the fun stuff. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of things.
The meat and potatoes?
Freedom of speech.
Fuck your freedom of speech.
I don't think people understand the concept of what freedom of speech actually means. So, let me actually look up what freedom of speech actually means. Freedom of speech is the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. The First Amendment guarantees freedoms concerning religion, expression, assembly, and the right to petition. It forbids Congress from both promoting one religion over the other, and also restricting individuals' religious practices. It guarantees freedom of expression by prohibiting Congress from restricting the press or the rights of individuals to speak freely. It guarantees the right of citizens to assemble peacefully and to petition their government. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress and... Nothing I just said has anything to do with freedom of speech, period. And that's the part that I don't really think people understand when it comes to freedom of speech. And nothing that was said, I think they would do with Donald Trump being kicked off of that. He was kicked off of Twitter for being an asshole and inciting riots and terrorism.
Yeah.
He literally had a tweet where he said, January 6th. Basically, if you look back at his tweets, matter of fact, I could look it up, but, like, look it up. Look, Google Donald Trump January 6th tweet, and it'll show you that he literally incited the fucking, the terrorist act that happened on the Capitol building. It's really just that serious.
That serious or that simple?
That simple. It's really just that simple. It's actually that serious, too. But it's really just that simple.
I get what you're saying about his tweets, whatever. What people need to understand is that Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler.
Oh, Parler's gone, which is fucking hilarious.
But they're all independently owned companies that have the right to filter what is said or not said on their platform. Mm-hmm. They do have the right to do that. Because they are privately owned. So people use the example of bakeries that refuse gay couples for wedding cakes. To try to help conservatives understand. Like, they have the right to refuse someone who is gay, just like Facebook has the right to refuse someone who's trying to incite violence and fucking carnage. The difference between the two scenarios is, one is spewing hate speech, trying to create even more drama and fucking craziness. And the other is just ignorant, bigoted people who are refusing somebody because they choose to be gay. Like, that's...
But not even choose to be gay. It's like,
because they are. Like, yeah. Well, I mean, not... It's not a choice. What I'm saying is, like, because they are gay. Like, yeah. Something that is, yeah, out of their control. Does that make sense?
It does. But, like, I think that's one of the major problems with all that is that...
If you can refuse somebody from your services, why can't Twitter or Facebook refuse somebody from your services.
They want it both ways.
And that's what I mean. No, they want it in the way that they can do whatever the fuck they want and nobody else can say anything about it or have the right to have the same rights as they do. Like, you can't say, well, my entity can refuse you because of who you are and what you are. But your entity can't refuse me because of who I am and what I am. Yeah. It's along the same lines. I've had this discussion with you before. I know this stupid girl, like, that literally grew up Baptist her entire life, who is a giant fucking piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, she literally constantly spews about super religious shit. She posts things on Facebook all the time. And I'm like, that's inaccurate. She posted an article about 6 police officers who had died, right? So she's definitely like this type of person that reads headlines only and not the article. So the article says 6 officers died, blah, blah, blah. And I open it up because I'm like, I want to see, because it was during like the Black Lives Matter protests or whatever. Yeah. And I opened it up because I wanted to see what it had to say. And it was 6 officers who died. Three of them died of natural causes. 2 of cancer. 1 had like a heart attack. 1 got in a car accident off duty. And then 2 others, 1 was pulled over someone and they shot her.
So wait.
It was a singular person.
So you actually did research?
And then the other one died chasing a suspect. Like, so I didn't do research. I simply read the article that she posted. Because she posted this article. 6 officers have died since like March. Whatever it was. And she posts above it like, this is why these protests need to stop. This is why, like, blah, blah, blah. Officers are dying. And I, like, commented on it. And I was like, no. This is why people like you need to actually open the articles that you are posting. Did you read? And I labeled out why each one of them died. And then I pointed out that there were fucking 8 other people on her list that also did not read the article. Because they were all backing her up and throwing these big, like, spewed speeches about how fucked up this all was, when the article was about 6 officers who died, nothing to do with the Black Lives Matter protest. And on top of that, it was from the year fucking before.
Well, we had this conversation yesterday about about the difference between knowing or ignorance and, I guess, education would be the right word for it, I guess, maybe, about, like, how, like, some people, and we had this debate about how I feel that people have the capabilities and wherewithal to know that not everything on the internet is true, and you feel that a lot of people lack the education to know that.
Yes.
I'd like you to explain your point, because you had a lot of really good points last night.
So, one of the biggest things you learn in college that you don't necessarily learn sometimes, like in high school and stuff, and especially with how media has grown and changed over the years, like, that's the other thing people have to account for, right? Like, our media and what is out there has grown huge. Like, it's this vast array of, like, whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. There's so much information out there that is either false or negative. Are false or negative or positive and accurate or whatever. Negative and accurate, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of misinformation placed out there, and a lot of people do not understand the concept of research and understanding what research means, because they're screaming, I am researching. Throwing something into Google and picking the first thing that comes up or the 7th thing that comes up is not researching and is not getting accurate information.
Absolutely.
Accurate information does not come from The Onion or BuzzFeed or fucking
CNN or even Fox News.
Sometimes. Like, accurate information is reported on .orgs, .edus, .govs. Like, you should not rely on a .com as your source of information solely. Mm-hmm. Are there .coms that report news and that are correct? Yes, but you need to fact check what is in that article before you start spewing a bunch of fucking hate speech about something that you could be 100% wrong on because this platform is wrong. Mm-hmm. The hope is that, like, news stations and stuff do research. That's the hope. It doesn't mean that that's going to happen. It doesn't mean that people don't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that you should fully trust something, right? Because, like, there are news stations out there now that broadcast a lot of... I want to say not truth.
False information.
But they make it open to interpretation. So, like Fox News does that a lot. They will just, like, spew things that may have some facts to it, but leave shit open to interpretation on purpose mm-hmm. to, like, fuel things.
Yeah.
Other news stations do that, too, because they want to give services to their crowd, their community, the people that are
yeah.
watching their station. So they're catering to that demographic, right? Like, so people will watch, like, Fox News nonstop and be like, see, like, I told you. And I'm like, but did you check out, like, the government website to make sure that that's accurate? Like, the CDC has been giving shit tons of information about mm-hmm. COVID. But everybody's taking their COVID information from fucking Onion articles. Like, no.
And even the CDC will be the first ones to, like, update their website.
Yeah, like, they're like, okay, we now through research and going through this for a few months, we've decided you don't need to wipe down everything anymore because it's not sticking to surfaces the same way we thought it was. Now, like, that's the other piece of, like, well, they keep on changing things. Yes, because as more information becomes readily available, another thing that people are lacking with education... In science, when something is happening and they have to deal with it in real time, it's not something you have time to, like, to just, to time or information to do, to have the knowledge immediately, mm-hmm. they can only do one or few things. They can look at it and be like, okay, it's a mega spreader. How can these spread? Let's do these tests. Let's do these things. Their initial test shows one thing. Then they continue to test with tests that take longer and longer that are, like, full processes that could take, like, months.
Yeah.
Like, years. And then they update. Okay, so now through doing more research, we now see that A, B, C, and D isn't required, but F and Q are.
Yeah.
Like, people literally argue about that all the time, too. Well, they've changed it so many times. Because it's science, man. Like, we run tests. We keep on developing tests. We keep on developing... How do you think we've gotten the flu shot to where it is now? Like, you develop, you grow, you learn. Like, less and less people die of the flu every fucking year because we have the flu shot. Is it going to be 100% accurate for the strains that are going to be there that year? Not necessarily, because there's several strains of the flu that go around at a time.
But people also need to remember that, like...
Science.
Nothing is
100%. 100%. No. Nothing.
Like, everyone goes, well... Like, let's just say, for example, the sky is blue. The world can end tomorrow in a fucking nuclear holocaust and the sky won't be blue. You know what I mean? There are anomalies and things that happen that can prove that nothing is 100% accurate. When someone goes, well, I got her pregnant, but I used a condom. Condoms aren't 100%. Well, I she was on birth control. Well, what is it, antibiotics? Is antibiotics a negate?
Yes.
Antibiotics negate birth control. So there are ways around it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shit, just because you get a vasectomy, you still need to go back and check that shit because even after vasectomy, you need to make sure that the chamber's empty.
Yes. Like, I guess my biggest thing with people not understanding, and like I said, it's not necessarily a lack of, it is. A lot of it is a lack of education, I'm sorry, or the ability to listen to people that are educated. I think
it's a combination of what you're saying.
Because when people don't understand what something is or how it works, like if you do not know how a vaccine is developed and you don't understand the process of vaccination and the mm-hmm. process of making these vaccines or the fact that this is not the first COVID vaccine. We've had several other cases of COVID and people don't understand that. Like this is COVID-19. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Keep on going. So I'm not necessarily trying to say, like, oh, if you're not educated, you have no idea. I'm just saying, if you don't understand or know something, you shouldn't just start spewing and spitting out facts that you don't know.
Exactly.
You should look into it yourself. And if you don't know how to properly research something or don't understand what is not factual, then go to somebody who does. That makes you educated. I don't know everything. When I don't know something, I go to someone above me who knows more than I do, or someone who's in that field. I don't know about writing, so I go to you when I need help with my writing. Like, I go to you and say, hey, can you edit this? Because I can't spell for fucking shit. It doesn't mean that you're stupid or that you're whatever, but if you are not in a specific field and you do not understand how that field works, or how vaccines and stuff like that are developed, or how laws are made, or how anything like that, how information is reported and recorded accurately, then you should not just be reading stupid little articles with no evidence base and spewing them out as gospel. That's all I mean. Like, you do not have the right to spew shit that you do not understand, because all you do is spread fear, misinformation, yeah, and misguide people to do things that aren't actually good for them.
And I think that's the problem with you said, like, misinformation, and it goes beyond the stuff with the COVID vaccine and things like that. People don't understand the concept of work.
Yes.
So, for example, I'm a writer. When I have to write an article about something, I have to research it.
Yes.
So it would be irresponsible of me to just spout something that doesn't make sense. Not only is it irresponsible of me, but it decrepits myself as well.
Yes.
So, like, I don't want to say something, and I don't want to say something and then find out that, like, I was horribly wrong. It feels bad,
yes,
when I write something and someone goes, "Oh, this is wrong." Well, but I'm also the same person who will write something and then go, let me look it up. Like, recently I wrote an article and I wasn't sure who a couple people were. I went to someone who knew. I was, yes, like, all right. And even after they told me, I looked it up again to make certain that the information that I was receiving was proper.
Yes. And I guess that's what a lot of people are not doing.
Yeah.
And absolutely, the difference between you and some others as well, if you wrote something that had wrong information by chance, like somehow you ended up with the wrong information,
mm-hmm,
I feel like you would go back in and amend your article or say something to the fact.
Absolutely.
I mean, it also, so here's my thing, what about what you're saying. So you get a lot of comments a lot from people who
that
are
I,
like, that
I never read.
No, but, like, sometimes you get ones from people that are like, that didn't happen because blah, 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 blah. And you've gone back and been like, well, yes, it did. This is the article. This is
the
page. This is the, like, whatever. Like, because I saw this movie once, so now I know everything. Or I read, like, three of the comics, so now I know everything. That never happened. So, again, you are, let me put it that way, you are educated in your field.
Yeah. But you know what it is?
I'm not saying college degree. I'm not saying,
but no, but
educate,
like,
yourself.
But the best quote I can go with this is, like, the man who knows everything knows nothing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So that brings me to Keri Hilson. Keri Hilson is a singer. She's a performer. So this is from da-da-da-da-da. So Keri Hilson speaks out against Trump's social media ban.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
I didn't tell you for a reason.
Oh, she's a wicked religious nutbag now, because she is. She's the one that, no, that was Ciara that married the religious football player, right?
But she hasn't been an issue. She's just been doing her damn thing.
Who?
Ciara.
No, I was thinking, I was mixing, yeah, the two of them up. So, I like Ciara, but I did not realize Keri Hilson was in on this.
Ciara and her husband are my type of religious people.
No, they don't push it on you, and they're happy with their own life, and yeah,
they
I agree with them. I don't mind them at all.
So she wrote, "This may be funny, but it's a little dangerous too. Take Trump out of it for a moment. A democracy must include freedom of speech. Imagine other leaders or popular figures not being able to voice their opinion if it opposes the majority of world leaders. Our freedom of speech being taken from us slowly but surely, censorship in parentheses, if the leader of the free world can be removed, imagine the same right of civilians. Imagine believing every time you read false information detected and propaganda deceptive reports and flat out lies being the only thing we see. I don't think Kerry Hilson understands the concept of how dangerous everything she just said was because she's 1,000% wrong. And I will I'll relate it to my old job. People would come, people would come to my job and they'd say, I want to park. I go, okay, I need to check your trunk. No. Okay, well, you have to leave. Well, I want to park. I'm like, that's fine. But this is public, this is not public property. This is a private garage. Yes. Therefore, we have the right to be like, no.
And you guys have that for a reason. The reason why you have to check trunks was because from 9/11, when they were blowing up like big buildings, and then exactly. Your company decided for safety.
It's a deterrent.
For the people that are coming, yes. Like.
And Trump being removed is a deterrent. He was saying things that were inciting violence, racism, homophobia, and xenophobia. So these are the reasons why he was taken off of that. If there's no difference between that and yelling fire in a crowded area.
Yes.
And I think that's the thing. Do you have the right to say fire in a crowded area?
Sure you
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
And you also have the right to be removed from that building and never be allowed in there again.
And there you have it. And there you
That's what people, like, again, it goes back to me saying, we make it very clear that you have the right to do whatever you want in your private business. It's just like people who get mad about masks and companies saying that you have to wear a mask to come into their company. It's their fucking building. It's like your house. You think I have the right to come in your house and do whatever the fuck I want?
Nice.
Just because?
Nice place, nigga.
Yeah, like, same fucking retarded chick. Same exact situation. I said, so if I just walked into your house, because she doesn't want to wear a mask, I just walked in your house, disregarded every single rule that you had,
full of COVID.
No, not even COVID. I was just making an example. No COVID, no nothing. I came to your house, refused to follow your rules, did things that I wasn't supposed to do, and then told you, too bad, suck it up. I have freedoms. You'd be okay with that? And she just never answered me. Because that's what it is for private business. As a private business, you have the right to decline people. You have the right to decline people from coming into your store. You own it. It's your own private business. You have the right to say yay or nay. Do you say anything about the fact that they also require people to wear pants, to wear shoes, to wear shirts?
It's the same fucking line.
We've had these rules forever, so I don't know why people are acting brand new.
I'll give you a good example. The dude from Whiskey Brothers, Sam Demers, had a great point about the people who wanted a wedding cake for same-sex marriage. He goes, the people there absolutely had the right to say no. But those same people who were denied had the right to sit in the street and go, hey, these people, they refuse. Don't fucking go to them. I remember we went to go get your ring looked at. And somebody ahead of us was just frustrated by the service. And he left the room, was like, yo, he left the store, was like, yo, don't go here. They don't give a shit about their customers. Mm. And fun fact, he had the right to say that. People don't understand the concept of cause and effect. You learn that shit in elementary school. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. But the fun fact about that is, for every action, the reaction may not be what you think it should be. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Somebody calls me a nigger, I have a decision to make. I could berate them to the point that they cry in the corner, or I could punch them in the face.
Yes. But then your decision also has a consequence.
Exactly.
If you berate them until they cry, that's it. They just cry and you berate them until they cry or whatever. Mm-hmm. If you hit them, you can be arrested for hitting
exactly.
them.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
But because then you took it to another level.
Now, on the opposite side of that, we have Kayla Braxton, who is a WWE backstage reporter, I think would be the best way for it. So,
Backdoor report.
Yeah. Braxton posted in a final tweet, while I was at work tonight, I got a call that someone very close to me died of COVID. And I logged onto the platform tonight. I noticed multiple disgusting tweets tagging me to make jokes about me when I had the virus early this year. Fuck you. Do you know what she did?
Who wrote that?
Caleb Braxton.
So
people were like basically making jokes and tagging her and shit like that. So you know what she did?
What?
Deleted Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
She just decided she was done.
Yeah. She could have gone on a long rant about how this isn't fair and all that other stuff. And but she probably realizes, well, freedom of speech. Rather than having to deal with this, I'm just going to delete my fucking account.
Well, I mean, I feel like a lot of people don't understand that concept either. Like, so, you have the ability to just get off social media if you don't like it.
I also want to point something out. This particular website decided to clickbait the shit out of this. The image they used had nothing to do, and I'm going to show it to you, had nothing to do with the subject at hand. And they go, WWE stunner. Like, talking about how beautiful she is. WWE stunner Braxton deletes Twitter over disgusting coronavirus trolls after telling them, fuck you. So, beyond the fact that I think she did the appropriate thing for her.
Yeah.
I may have responded differently. You may have responded differently. But for her, her appropriate response was going, I'm out. I'm done.
Yes.
And I respect the shit out of that. Same. But for this particular company to, like, focus on her physical appearance as opposed to what was really the issue, I think it's absolutely disgusting.
That happens in general.
It does. I think it's disgusting. I think it's disgusting. I don't think people should do it. But, you know, that is absolutely me. So, we actually have an amendment from the person who, not an amendment, but the buddy who had the story earlier. I asked, why do you keep going back? And she goes, it's the toxic D.
Wait, we're not even on that same
podcast. I'm moving on, though. No, it's the same podcast. She goes, it's the toxic D that I know comes with it. They always show up when I'm bored with people, and it's like, oh, look, a roller coaster. An emotional roller coaster, but a decent ride nonetheless. But I also appreciate her because she understands that, like, you know, I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You kind of know what it is. And you know what I mean? So, like, I dig that 1,000%. All right. And lastly, before I go, I want to point out something that I think is ridiculously stupid. One of the douchebags, I said, I think he was one of the leaders and founders of the Proud Boys, has a black wife.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
And he has a biracial kid. So.
I can't. I fucking hate people who have biracial kids and can't understand.
Oh, no.
What is wrong with what they're doing?
It gets worse than that. I am absolutely tired of the people who say, I can't be racist. I have a XYZ ABC.
Bullshit.
Yeah. You can have black friends, black girlfriends, black wives, black boyfriends, black fuck buddies, whatever. You can have interracial whatever. If you are being racist, still racist.
On either side.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this comedian brought up a point, and he was serious when he said it, that the public doesn't understand that there's a fetish when it comes to being with someone of another race. Mm-hmm. It's like they don't really necessarily care about the person, but they want to fuck this black person, this white person, this Asian person, this Middle Eastern person. Like, just because you have a fetish doesn't mean you're not racist.
Yeah.
You can be a very discriminatory person and still, like, have friends like that. I can't be racist. I have a black friend. No, you're just a cunt. Excuse me. I should probably just look that up. I know. Fuck it. I'm not going to. Like, there are certain things, like, it doesn't matter what you do, you can still sound like the person you are. I can't be homophobic. I have a gay friend. Okay, you still dropping the F-bomb in the homosexual community and then, like, making those insults? Yeah, you're still homophobic. Oh, I can't be anti-Semitic. I have a Jewish cousin. But you're using other words that, like, put their, like, religious beliefs down? No, you're still an asshole.
Yep.
That's just how it goes. I wanted to end it with that. I'm pretty sure. Do you have anything to add to that? Because you're mixed.
So, well, this is what I was saying to you before. I have a serious issue with white men or white women that have children who with people of color who then don't understand why they have to protect and understand and research and learn about their child or what's going on around them. And don't understand why it is problematic for people of color to see someone who is raising a child of color who is going to hit the same issues and problems and social dilemmas that people of color get. Like, you're setting that child up for failure.
Yeah.
You're not protecting your babies. Like, that extremely bothers me. Like, you're not protecting your child. You're, like, I have seen several mothers of mixed children. I have no problem with people being mixed. Obviously, I'm mixed. I see no issue with people being mixed.
Mm-hmm.
If you learn, though, like, right? Like, if I have a child with someone who is of another race that I do not understand how to care for the hair, and my child has that hair, I need to learn how to take care of that hair.
Mm-hmm.
There are some women who do not do that, that will not even take the time. They leave their child looking disheveled. They leave them looking a mess. They leave them whatever. These are the same type of women who also don't believe Black Lives Matter should be like a thing and have a problem with it. The problem with that is that your child is seeing this in you. And when something happens to them because they don't understand that them being brown is a problem because their mom tells them that it's bullshit and they end up getting fucking shot, hurt, murdered, arrested, whatever, because they think that they have the same privilege that she does, then that child is being set up for failure.
Yeah.
Not supporting your child and letting them know that you back what is happening with them also is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had someone who is one of my nieces or nephew's mother. I'm not even going to say who because whatever. Actually, I don't even fucking care.
Fuck them.
Either which way.
Don't put them out there.
Post one of these things in the middle of Black Lives Matter. My nephew, who is brown, who is tall, who is a big kid, she posted a meme saying, "Why can't I say white power?" She's white.
Let me explain.
So I literally lost my shit. Because, like, I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? You can't figure out why you're not allowed to say white power and why that's inappropriate. Well, why can black people say black power, but white people can't say white power and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, because there's two very different connotations to both of those statements. And you professing why you don't understand why white power is not inappropriate on social media, letting your child and everyone that knows him know that you don't give a fuck about his life is problematic. Well, no, because I should be able to say, like, blah, again, blah, blah.
And again, and I'm back, like, to freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want, but there will be repercussions to that. And people, for those of you who don't know, the difference between screaming black power and white power is black people were screaming black power because we needed to empower ourselves and we needed an anthem because we were treated like shit for centuries, not decades, not years, centuries. Do you want to know why you can't say white power? Because white power is a call sign to Proud Boys and racists. So
KKK,
if you want to have an issue with it, blame the people who came before you. I don't think, again, back to our whole thing about freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want, but.
For me, that was just like, I can't tolerate. If you're going to choose to have children of mixed race, then you need to understand culture. You mm-hmm. need to understand, again, why things are problematic. You need to understand why you need to back your child. Like, you need to understand what comes along with having a child of color.
Yeah.
But in general, for men or women. If you do not understand that, that's a huge responsibility. If you do not understand that you are now going to have to learn, research, grow, change, do whatever to make the best life possible for your child, then you should not be having children that are mixed. I'm sorry. Like, I'm not... And I'm not saying, like, oh, I banned. I don't think mixed children should be a thing. Again, I am mixed. I learned about both of my cultures. Like, I learned both sides of my life. I learned good and bad on both sides of my life. Like, through the history of what happened to people of color, through history of what happened with people that are white. Like, or that, you know, my mom's French. Closing off that aspect of your child's life and refusing to understand that that is important is problematic to me. Just in the same of, it's the same for people who choose to ignore what is happening, mm-hmm. right? Who want no parts of it. It has nothing to do with me. It does though, because you have a child that is of color.
We can take it a step further and just not even, we can make it simpler. You have a boy or girl. And I'm not even talking about a situation where a boy may identify as a girl or a girl might identify as a boy or someone just doesn't identify as any gender at all. We're just talking about someone like, let's give you an example. If we had a child, which won't happen, and I had a girl, there are a lot of things that I would have to adjust myself.
You would have to learn.
Yeah.
You'd have to learn how to do a female's hair. You would have to learn how to, you know, buy products that she's going to need that she's not going to always exactly. feel comfortable buying. You may have to explain shit to her because I'm not home. Like, you might have to, like, mm-hmm. it goes across the board for anybody really in that sense. So if you, like you said, you're bringing that up. When you have children in general, you need to learn man, woman, child. It is not solely your wife's responsibility to do one mm-hmm. thing and solely the responsibility of a man to do one thing. Like, literally, if you are recreating anything, like, you should be learning about that. You should be growing. You should be changing. You should be, like, but for me, that piece with what's going on now and how the climate is of our country and what it is like being mixed and growing up and not truly understanding a lot of things because you've never been taught or you've never had understanding or, like, you're raised by your one parent that is that one thing, so you know nothing about the other half of your life, is problematic. Because then you create these humans who literally have no idea how to embrace their culture or no mm-hmm. idea of, unfortunately, the bad things that they can happen to them if they go to the wrong fucking place. Because whether you want to accept it or not, they won't be accepted there.
Yeah. It's almost like, I forget what... Oh, perfect example. We were watching The Last OG. And, like, he was taking his son to a white barbershop. They had no idea what to do with his hair.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, but and then, like, when he took it to a black barbershop, it's like, oh, X, Y, Z, and ABC. And it's funny because there's a whole different culture with everything. Like, you know what I mean? Like, for example.
In general.
Cape
Verdeans do different than black people. Africans do different things than black Americans. Like, Jamaicans do different things than Africans.
I mean, Javi's come on the show a million times to talk about the difference between, like, his Haitian side and his fucking Honduran side.
Yeah, he's mixed. So, like, there's two completely different aspects of his life that has to understand.
Between the two of us. Like, there are things you've taught me that I didn't know. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, I think when it comes down to... Oops. I think when it comes down to, like, relationships, I don't really look at race as a thing that really matters. Excuse me, let me rephrase that. Race matters. Compatibility is the biggest thing.
Yes.
Can this person...
You don't restrict yourself based off of what someone's race
One of the
is.
Things that we both bond on is not necessarily being in a... Have never been in a thug life, but understand that...
I mean, I'm not going to spew my shit online because, you know, with that new...
But no, no,
that new law come into place. But like, I definitely did some stupid shit. Purposely.
But like, but we also understand the concept of like, and I always bring the subject up, and I brought it on the show a bunch of times. Something as simple as the air getting still, something bad is about to happen, or just keeping your head on a swivel when you're in an area that you know nothing about. These are lessons that served me well in my current profession. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like, I can look at certain people and go, oh, you're big, but like, you gotta act like a bitch.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I've had supervisors who have worked in other professions and have put me on game because they work in other places and it's like, yo, this is why we looked at it this way. And I could be an asshole and go, I don't give a fuck about that. Fuck them. Like, you know, fuck him. But I would do. Yeah. I'd be doing myself a disservice not to sit and listen to them and like just take that information. Like, there are times where I've listened to crackheads who've actually made sense. Like, you know what I mean? And sometimes I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Wow, that's crazy. And sometimes I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Oh, I'll never do crack. But yeah, what you're saying makes sense. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think that's the issue with stuff like that. Lastly, people on Instagram. If you see someone on Instagram who happens to be a porn star, leave them the fuck alone if you don't like them. Let them post their porn shit. Let people be thirst traps. Let them do their things. And hey, and if they're not abiding by the guidelines, then cool. Report them. Will I report them? No. I'll just block them and move on. If they're not causing anything that's like gonna be that's gonna cause people to be violent or hate filled, then I don't give a fuck. Show your titties. Show your dick. Show your pussy. Show your ass. I don't care. But like, yo, calm the fuck down. If you don't like something, if it's not hurting anybody, leave everyone the fuck alone. This has been the Old Man Wade Show. I want to thank my lovely wife, Valkyrie, for doing these last couple of shows with me. You can find me on oldmanwade.com. You can find Super Bowl Hobby also on oldmanwade.com. We're going to be posting articles weekly on the website. You can find us on the Old Man Wade Show on Facebook, where we post all sorts of like random stuff. Some of it's funny, some of it's serious, some of it's political, but it's a safe haven for people to talk as long as you're not being toxic. Mm-hmm. As long as you're not being aggressive or rude or disgusting, go to the Old Man Wade Show on Facebook and have a fucking blast, man.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on oldmanwade.com on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me on the Culture Comic Book News podcast. That's CCBN. The Culture Comic Book News podcast is powered by blackrabbit.com. BlackRabbit.com. The Culture Comic Book News podcast is on iTunes, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. That's really all I got.
Wait, you want to know where to find me?
Where can I find you?
Crying in a corner because my next semester starting in 4 days.
Damn it, Wade!